Hi, my name's Graham Davis. I've got a couple of poems I'd like to read. Came about because of my recent trip to London. Went to see hear the T.S. Eliot Poetry Prize readings. There was a poet called Kathleen Jamie, who I liked. She wrote a poem called Hawk and Shadow, and I'd like to read that here. Hawk and Shadow. I watched a hawk glide low across the hill, her own dark shape in her talons like a kill. She tilted her wings, fell into the air. The shadow coursed on without her, like a hare. Being out of sorts with my so-called soul, part unhooked hawk, part shadow on parole, I played fast and loose, keeping one in sight while forsaking the other. The hawk gained height. Her mate on the ground began to fade, till the hill and sky were empty, and I was afraid. So yeah, I rather liked that, and I bought the book. And I wrote a poem of my own as well when I was there, which is rather different. It's about my journey on the tube train to look at the astronomy exhibition in Greenwich. It's called This Writing About Stars. This writing about stars should be avoided, like the eyes of tube passengers. I could hardly be further from the cosmos. On this rattling carriage, shouldered to some saturnine blonde, her head wrapped by a fur circlet, wrapped in a cosmo full of starlets. I navigate by satellite clocks, ride this comet, plot the constellation Hunter in underground dots, winding an orbit to Greenwich, then stalk to the summit, prowl the domes for prizes, snapped in the gape of telescopes with shutters baited, rare climates awaited. The universe, a blizzard scored with classroom chalk, our galaxy parodied by city, arms mimicked by millennial oak. In this observatory, my small body is the crux of light years, where gravitation and splendour converge with absurd physics. Forced from my eyes a trickle of lens-like drops. But the gallery is smashed, a shower of kids, burnished in bibs, the shade of radiation bombards in, circling their dreadlocked instructor who pulses and scolds in alternation. A voice craters tranquility. Face waning gibbous and averted, I return to Royal Parkland. The iron planetarium falls behind. Snow has come. In leather gloves I snatch perseids, as spiral clusters accumulate in my beard.